All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by The Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Friday episode of Oilers Nation Radio. Bag Milk, Rick, Tyler, Liam, Dan, gang's all here.
Feeling loosey-goosey.
Are we?
I don't know.
Tyler is spicy.
Kind of beer league. Mm-hmm. Well, how Tyler is a spicy boy after beer league.
We keep looking to see if someone got suspended. Who got suspended or why?
I can't say.
Say his name.
Oh, I should. Oh, no, I can't.
Say the name. Say the team and the number.
When do you find out if he got suspended?
27. I don't know. I'm checking the suspensions page right now.
Well, he told nothing you to yet. Check his hockey DB. Surely you looked him up and found out his name.
Whoa. Is this the guy that was like their ringer?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Said words that are not acceptable in the year of our Lord 2024.
Oh.
Ever.
Yeah. And they were never acceptable, yeah. Especially now. But
Rick, guess every slur until he gets it. Yeah. No.
There's only so many that you should get suspended for.
Rick, I'll tell you later.
One of them. Yeah. One of them.
Just keep guessing until we'll get there.
How long is the show?
we got an hour. Go.
Every 11 minutes, I'm going to drop one and see it.
Yeah, no, it's I've been having a good couple of days.
Around, dear listeners, for the next guest.
How many games are you talking?
If the letter of the law is followed by the league, should be three, but it don't matter because the next game's winner take all. So he scored like 7 of their 11 goals in the series.
Well, now they're going to be able to figure it out.
Well, we know what player it was. He's a DB.
Him. Yeah, sucks for him. Maybe he shouldn't say that word to me.
Yeah. The R word?
It hasn't been 11 minutes, Rick. You have to wait.
All right. We are dropping this and getting to the hockey people actually care about.
Now I'm kidding. Now what I want to know is if
there's
actually
like three more words. Maybe two more.
Go ahead. What's your next guess?
No more of this. Talk about the Oilers.
When's next Tuesday?
That's not a suspension.
Well, those are like
no, playoffs start on
one,
April the 20th,
two, and
Rick.
Three.
They start on Saturday, Rick, not Tuesday.
I like how you've just guessed three and there's very few of them that could.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Missed on all of them. Well, we're not going to say it.
Yeah, we're just going to move on. We're going to talk about the Oilers.
Well, it should be no suspension then, I think.
Desperately trying to
reel
this back.
We're just here trying to avoid the suspension time.
I got you. That's fair. I'm on board with that.
Ref was right there too. It was so funny.
that's not smart.
Yeah, it's well, what can you do?
Arguably,
that's not even clever either. Like, if you're gonna like, and I am someone who likes to chirp a little bit here and there. You gotta keep it friendly for those around you in terms of what you're using, like the F word and whatnot, but be clever.
It has to be able to fly on network television.
Be creative.
Yeah.
It has to be able to fly on network television during prime
time. No HBO.
During prime time. During prime time.
I'm more of an HBO guy. Maybe After Dark.
I do love the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's fantastic.
Artemi Panarin mentioned.
He did get mentioned.
Breadman.
The Breadman.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
Delicious debate.
Delicious debate.
How many games will he get suspended for?
Oh, that should be the full three.
No, in this league, he's getting zero.
This is beer league radio.
He stayed on the ice for like 6 minutes after the game.
He pulled a Tortorella?
Pleading with the refs to like let him off the hook. I said something else.
Oh, now you can't even stand up for your own words? Come on, little fella. Oh, look at that.
Listen.
That is so funny.
He's on the cover page.
Are you?
Well, only on the cover page for the suspensions.
If Tyler gets a suspension.
Can we tweet that photo out of you on the
look, there I am.
Yeah, I want to see you.
What's that website called?
Everybody go see Tyler's stats, Liam.
I'm only there every couple of times you reload, I think. I don't think I'm there all the time.
Just keep reloading until you see Tyler up there.
Just keep going.
He's on the website for his men's league beer league team. Div 6.
People are going to be able to connect some dots now.
The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with a new Cinnabon pull apart from Wendy's, Tyler. Mm. There's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you the chance to win weekly prizes all season long. Go to dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com, enter the game that happens, refreshes every week. Once again, I was out on Wednesday this week. I won a day.
Do you think they maniacally laugh at people in the morning?
Yes.
Like they just sit around, they like Tuesday morning, they're like, okay, let's go. We got a little meeting here. 7 people are in there. All right, let's see what they did. Idiots.
Producer Gavin Turnick is on the verge of winning for a third straight week. He's completed the gauntlet back-to-back weeks and he's still alive this week.
What?
It's insane.
What did he
win? Prizes from Wendy's.
Yeah, but delicious, we're talking prizes. Like a Baconator.
Ask him. He's got the Wendy's app. He'd be able to show you.
Oh, he's not even here today.
Man, he hasn't even collected yet.
I don't know.
He's just stocking up on
saving
delicious
for
Wendy's?
A feast. Oh, that'd smart. Be a great play.
That is real smart.
Yep.
Hey, even if you make the wrong picks at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com, at least you know heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon pull apart and a small coffee is a great choice. Sign up for Daily Faceoff Survivor today, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Download the app in the App Store, get some points, get yourself some food. Maybe it's a frosty day today. It's snowy. You would think that's not a frosty day, but to me it is.
Still above zero or hovering right around zero.
Of course. It's time to go to Wendy's.
You know how they do the old dip your fries in the
frosty.
Yeah,
of course.
I saw somebody on Twitter the other day. She was dipping her fries in her Guinness.
In a Guinness?
Yeah, like the froth up top.
I don't know. Ooh, I like that.
For those who, I was just.
I do like a Guinness though.
I'm just saying, maybe give it a.
And you like fries?
Dunk. Give it a dunk.
I do like a pommes frites. Maybe I'll try it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try it Saturday at Greta. We're having a viewing party for the BOA. Talk about that a little bit later. First, it's time for the delicious debate. Tyler, you're MChuck. What do you have for us today?
Are there any reasons to be concerned after watching the game against the Dallas Stars?
My reason to be concerned? Not about the loss. Just that the boys allowed what was a very tight game to get derailed in a span of 6 minutes.
And see, so I think I'll piggyback off that a little bit. Like the concern is we saw them last year against Vegas give up a lot of these goals where it was a direct result of an implosion in their own end or a gruesome turnover, like the real shoot yourself in the foot kind of moments. And they said coming into this year, like Draisaitl said it in the media that like it is a goal they want to eliminate those from their game, right? And then we saw in a big game against the Dallas Stars, a team, a measuring stick, all those cliches, you just reverted back to shooting yourself
score,
in the foot.
What was the score before the 4-1, the 4-on-1 goal?
Before it was 2-0?
I think it was still 2-0.
So it was 2-0 when we gave up the 4-on-1. The 4-on-1 made it 3-0?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain. It was either 1-0 or 2-0.
It was just frustrating because Ottinger was playing well.
You got some luck in there.
He did. The Oilers hit some posts. Mm-hmm. They had some opportunities that just didn't go their way. And then again, there's that like 6 minute window. It's under 6 minutes. It's like 5:50 or something like that. Yeah. Just the mistakes were egregious and they compounded. And like, I'm not worried about losing. That's fine. It happens. Just man, those details, like, boys, you got to tighten that shit up.
Yeah, that is why I'm a little concerned.
I've been saying it all year, though, and I heard it said a couple more times by other people more important than myself since that game.
Thank you.
But the Oilers' biggest obstacle is themselves.
Yes.
They have the tendency to have these games where they just go to shit, right? So that first period was close. Yep. And it wasn't...
They were the better team. I'd go even further into that.
Yeah, 100%. But it wasn't even like a great period for them. I think we're the better team. If they popped a goal or two, things are way different. That's always the way it is with this team. If they can get that first goal or two, they roll a lot better. Once they start getting stopped or whatever, you know, you can see like the pressure add up on these guys. Frustrating, but it is what it is. I think that's where the advantages of bringing a guy like Corey Perry is going to help. Right? You're going to, someone who's like, guys, I've been there before. This is game one of, you know, a seven game in the first series. Like, let's calm down. Let's go play our game. We'll be fine. But I think that's all this game was. And I know everybody got, well, not everybody, but I know a lot of people got super duper upset about it and blew things out of proportion and kind of just did what they sort of normally do. It was a bad game. It was a bad section of the game. We weren't able to bring ourselves out of it, which kind of bothers me a little bit. I mean, I was pissed after that game.
Sure.
But that was more of just like the reactionary, fuck, I hate losing to this team. I can't stand this organization. Mm-hmm. And in a blink of an eye or three blinks of an eye, the whole game just went away and it didn't have to be that way. I'm actually happy that we hit the couple posts and they didn't go in the net because I think this is going to sting a lot worse for the team. I think it's going to anger them and stick in their craw a little bit longer. Had we made this a 5-3 game or something like that, I think you could see the interviews where it's, we had the opportunities, we just couldn't score. And it's kind of like, whatever, right? They're not blowing it off, but they're like, we could have won that game. Well, now this game sits there as a 5-0 reminder. We definitely could have won that game, but it sits there in 5-0. It irks all of us. It therefore irks them even more. I guarantee that. And I think it will, I think it'll push them going forward. I think it'll just keep that. It's a nice reminder that, guys, don't get too high on yourselves. Here's a quick slap in the face. I'll get back to work. And you've got a massive game tonight.
Yeah. I think I just want to talk about like the reaction from people was nuts.
It was over the top.
Colorado beat Dallas like by 5 goals a season too. Like sometimes good teams are going to lose games.
All of a sudden they're like, oh, this, you can't win with this and this and this.
Yeah.
The Oilers actually went on a 16 game winning streak this year, which if you win 16 games in a row starting April 21st, you just won the Stanley Cup faster than anybody else. Not going to happen. However,
a lot of people have been discounting and this, I hate this so much. Discounting the wins the Oilers have had against playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Being like, oh, well you just beat Nashville. You just beat LA. So, but they beat them. They mm-hmm. won the game. I had someone today argue with me that overtime wins aren't as good as regulation wins. It's like, they still count.
There's overtime points. There's overtime in the playoffs.
Post move. Oh my, you know, goodness. What I mean?
It's ridiculous.
And I'm sure Colorado and Dallas and Nashville and Vegas, they've got no one goal wins at all. They're all,
and they've never lost by They're more fine. Than 3 goals.
Everyone is at they least win every a game puck by line 7. Win.
Colorado lost to Columbus the other night.
Who would have thought
happens
playing against other playoff teams would be a close competitive game. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Like crazy stuff happening here.
I realize I'm just going to now go and do a rant about three things from the game that I was frustrated with. But the three things that got me with that game, and I think it's just because it's like a microcosm of things that we've seen with this team over and over again this season, is forced errors in the first period, then kind of turned into unforced errors in the second and the third period for the team. The giveaways in our own zone that, again, Dallas is a good team at going after great your star team. Players and blanketing your star players and forcing them to make decisions. And Draisaitl, I think, was a direct result of all of that from that game. So there's the
forced errors. Can I just jump in on yep. you there? I think the Oilers, against a team like Dallas, they got to play simpler. Yep. They're trying plays that are just, they're too cute by half. And like Dallas will eat that shit up.
Especially on the road.
Yes.
Especially they forecheck really hard. And if your defense doesn't move that puck really fast, they're on top of you. They're creating turnovers. Your defense has to move that puck super fast.
So like you mentioned Draisaitl quickly, Dan, it's just like when Draisaitl connects on those blind backhand passes, they're magic. Mm-hmm. But on a team like Dallas, you almost have to kind of wipe those out just a little bit and think of the simpler play. Cause that like, if it goes wrong, they will turn it around on you very quickly. And they did.
It was the first goal when Dwight Saddle turned it over and got stripped by Craig Smith, I think it was. The frustrating part, besides the turnover of that goal, is that like Corey Perry comes into the picture and is clearly just like 2 feet down the boards from Dwight Saddle. So there was an easy outlet pass for him to make, but he tries to take on two guys. It's like, just chip it off the glass, man. Like reset a little bit. It doesn't matter.
The simple play is fine.
Yeah.
The other one before you go on, Dan, is I was really frustrated with Darnell Nurse. Like I know the refs were terrible. Agreed. But like pulling yourself off the ice for 12 minutes doesn't help anybody.
The 2 minutes is the 2 minutes. The 10 minutes though, I think we need further information though, because I don't know what he could say that he's going to get the auto 10, a good referee. And they had one on, I think, the Kevin Carey show yesterday morning. It was Paul Stewart.
The big program?
Right? Mm-hmm.
The big program.
Yeah, the big program. He said he'd never kicked a coach out. And I think he said only he gave 4 bench minors. A good referee, a referee who's not allowing his ego to get in the way, would have skated towards the penalty box, said, stop now or you're getting 10. Instead, he just gave him the auto 10.
You want to start guessing what maybe Darnell Nurse said? No, I'm kidding. I'm
all right, every 11 starts at the top of the list.
Well, one of the
So there's the unforced errors or forced errors becoming unforced errors throughout the game. Second issue I have is the shot totals. The Oilers, I felt like it was a fraudulent shot total by them.
Maybe that's just my
perception, but yeah, it really felt like the high danger opportunities were coming from the Dallas Stars every single time. And then the Oilers would have 8 shots on the board and you didn't even know where those came from. So that's my second issue. Third issue is there's no pushback in that third period. This team, you know, you knew that you were probably losing that hockey game, but you don't come out like gangbusters and try and ruin Ottinger's night. Like it didn't even feel like there was a fight in the third period out of the Edmonton Oilers. That's concerning to me. So I think that
third was their worst period.
Yeah. And I
especially think in a night where there was the 5-on-5 fight, then there's the Revo fight. Yeah. Like it was like fight central here. Guys, grab somebody and do something. 100%. Then show that you're as pissed off as everybody in this room was at the same time.
So to back up Dan's point on the shots, in the first period, the Oilers had 8 high danger chances.
When we're bad, we give up a lot of high dangers.
No, they had that.
Yeah. We give up a lot of, when we're not playing well, we give up a lot of high danger chances.
That's so it was 5 in the first against and 6 against. The Oilers in the second and third period had 1 in the second and 1 in the third.
Yeah.
High danger chance to score. That's
when you have nothing left to lose except getting that one freaking goal, it's really frustrating to me. So yeah, I think that people's frustration, I think, boiled over from other games, maybe even just so much as coming into that game and watching that. And I do like your point, Rick. That is just a 5 spot that's hung up on them, and they get to wear that stink for the rest of the season.
I don't want it to be a 5-3. I'm glad those hit the post now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to sit there and go, well, we could have won that.
Yep.
You're right. You could have won it, but not because those posts. If you buckle down and play the way you're supposed to, the way you can, the way we've all seen you do it inside your own end, you're going to handle these guys. And you're talking about a goaltender that not like, I mean, don't get me wrong. He was pretty solid and got some good bounces, some good luck. Our goaltender was very good as well.
Stellar to start. Yep.
I think that like, again, it goes back to playing a simpler game. Some of that shit that they tried to pull against Dallas, it works against Anaheim because Anaheim's not that good.
You can really sling it around against the AHL Ducks.
But against the Dallas Stars, the best team in their division, a legitimate contender, you got to keep it tight.
And those teams are all, and we've said it since he got here, those teams are buckling down and giving you their best when we walk in there.
Of course.
Because nobody wants to lose to Connor and Leon. Nobody wants to get embarrassed by those two. And those two can embarrass anybody if you're not on your game.
So well, one other thing I want to say.
Go ahead.
And I don't know how I'm going to say it yet, but I'm going to put some words out there and you guys pick.
I'd like to hear you work through it.
So Wyatt Johnston scored his 30th goal of the season against the Oilers the other day. And obviously from an Oilers perspective, that someone.
Why does it hurt?
They could have had him. They could have had him. But I think one thing that needs to be put out there about Wyatt Johnston is that he is in a world of his own. He was the 23rd overall pick in a year that he did not play hockey. He did not play that year. It was hard to judge what he was going to be. He now leads his draft class in goals and points and assists and everything. Like what he is doing is incredible. And I think it's sometimes a bit harsh. And don't get me wrong, the others are drafted
not well.
Terribly, I think is a fair way to put it. But I just don't think it's fair to label him and Borgo as like in the same group, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think the Oilers obviously made a mistake not taking him, knowing what he had become. But if he had had a year of junior, there's no way he would have been the 23rd overall.
You are a scout.
I am.
So you kind of understand what it would be like to see players and not see players, and what it's like to.
It's hard. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. So, I mean,
and the others don't have an Ontario scout. What do you want them to do? You know,
well, that's a bigger problem.
If you didn't have a show every day.
Yeah, that's true. But I just think that's going to be something that just lingers around. The fact they traded down and missed on Jesper Wallstedt too, and they got Borgo. He looks like I don't want to call him a bust.
Has this goaltender still played in the NHL yet?
No, and we have there's other layers
we've we have a too, goaltender. We have two goaltenders right now.
Skinner come through,
and we had Rodrigue behind him.
I'm not upset about the Wallstedt.
No, I know, but people just keep bringing it up
to it. But I just don't think it's
because
them on the drafting. But the Johnston one is just like
everybody
missed,
and because they have two young kids playing, everybody should be playing their young kids.
The Oilers do that too. They just brought through McLeod and Bouchard and Skinner. Skinner and Bouchard were both on their rookie deals last season, and the Oilers were looking to be one of the best teams in the league.
And in November, if you said, "Hey, we're going to play Broberg and Lavoie instead of going out and get some veterans," this whole city would have shit themselves because it's Connor's XX year, and you're wasting another year, and blah blah. And so I I'm fine with that. But you can't have both sides here. You can't say, hey, we need the veterans. We need the actual NHLers. And then in game 73 or whatever the hell it was, lose to a team that has a couple of young guys and go, well, we're not playing our young guys. We're never going to fucking win. And you can't say both things. Be one or the other.
And I just think the Holloway argument needs to kind of come to an end as well, because not on that Holloway isn't good enough to play in the top six or whatever, but like they're just not going to do it.
I think they deserve criticism for not doing
it. I agree. But for us to all scream from the rooftop, like, call them up and play.
Who are you playing? I know you're probably going to. You'd put him in this all lineup right now.
Holloway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would too. But over they Holmst. Won't. Over Holmst?
How do you think I'm going to say?
You're going to say Janmark. Top six against Dreisaitl.
Janmark makes no mistakes.
But like, really want to play Holloway instead of Janmark and just play him like a handful of minutes a night? He doesn't kill penalties.
Oh, I'm saying put him in the line. I don't think they actually need. They're at the point they can sacrifice a penalty kill guy right now. They have enough PKers in the lineup, and I want someone with a bit more offensive upside. And I think again, Dylan Holloway at 7 minutes isn't ideal. I'd be playing him more than that. I'd be playing him up the lineup a little bit.
Like if they had tried Holloway earlier in the season, obviously hindsight is 2020, but like they could have changed their deadline plans too. Like it would have changed.
The frustration when you see a team like Dallas doing what they're doing isn't like call up all the kids and play Lavoie and Broberg and all these guys right now. Cause I understand what you're saying, Liam. The frustration is Dallas is having success with these guys. Thomas Harley is another unbelievable example of this because they bring them up and they play them. Stankoven got called up first two games. He was like 15 plus minutes. Dylan Holloway comes in. And I mean, remember last year they start him on Drysdale's wing. He makes one mistake and he basically never gets another sniff there. And I just think give these young kids opportunities to actually develop and coach them and make them better instead of just being like, well, he wasn't great. So but 7 minutes.
I guess I just have a harder time with it just because we're talking about Wyatt Johnson here specifically. Last year was his rookie season, 82 games. He had 24 goals. Dylan Holloway has 83 NHL games and has 6 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not saying Dylan Holloway would be a 30 goal guy, but again, Wyatt Johnson didn't score those 24 goals playing 8 minutes a night, right? Like he got them because he was given some opportunity here. And Dylan Holloway is not the offensive piece that Wyatt Johnson is. He had some great years in Major Junior, all of that. But I just wish there was a little bit of runway given to these guys and an opportunity for them to prove they can learn on the fly a little bit. I know it's not a developmental league, but there's a ton of value in having young players who become impactful for you. And I just don't think the Oilers on a consistent basis give their young pieces enough of a chance to actually establish themselves and become impactful.
Last year, Wyatt Johnson averaged just over 15 minutes a night.
Mm-hmm. I think he played power play.
Just under 17 minutes a night this year.
Yeah, which is always a tough thing too with these young guys in Edmonton. It's like you're never going to get the power play time because 90 seconds of every power play goes to the big guns, right? So that's another part of it. That's just a reality of who the Oilers are. But I don't know, man. I can't shake the feeling that Dylan Holloway, it could be an impactful NHLer and could be an upgrade on a Brown or a Janmark.
I don't even think it's necessarily... like 15 minutes in the NHL. It just can't be 10 minutes in the NHL one night and then you play 30 minutes in the American League the next night. Like, it needs to be one of, like, he just needed to be in the American League for like a full season, kind of what they're doing for Broberg right now.
Yeah.
So, like, again, it's easy to say this now, but like, imagine if Broberg and Holloway had both played in the American League, all 80 games, whatever they played on there last season. And then you come into training camp this year and you're like, okay, they're ready to go. We know exactly what they are now. Let's put them in the lineup. We don't have to go and sign whoever it was, right? Like, they can move on from Kulak in the summer or whatever it is. Now we're kind of seeing it where it's like, that'll probably be the conversation for this summer, but Dallas has done it right. You've got Robertson, Ottinger.
Dallas also doesn't have that you need to win now, but everybody says you need to win now because Connor's contract's almost up. Leon's contract's almost up. I feel like there's more pressure to win right now for the Oilers than Dallas.
Because they went to the Stanley Cup final 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And that helped and
failed.
Being like, well, getting to
they the failed. Cup,
closer than the Oilers have been since 2006.
Just in like Edmonton. 31 other teams are like, they failed.
I'd rather make the Stanley Cup final than not, Rick.
Yes.
You weren't old. That's. I mean, July 2nd of 2006, I'm not so sure I was agreeing with you, but
yeah, still. I don't know that I was either.
You wouldn't trade those memories for the world.
Well, like I said, 3 days afterwards, I was willing to probably would have maybe now removed
full of Men in Black. It.
Yeah. No, give me that. I will stare right at that thing.
Yeah, in the moment, it was a good time. But like after seeing it go the other way,
that's that's pain.
It was a different kind of pain.
That was.
And in game seven, too.
Yeah. Like down to almost off Pisani's shaft. And then at the tie, like
I watched.
I still have a Band-Aid on inside here, man.
I watched game seven with a non-hockey fan. And she said to me in the third period, well, there's always next year.
Oh, I would have.
Oof. That's not the line.
Jail.
Yeah, she's in a hole now.
Yeah. That's why Dan had to leave Halifax. To Edmonton,
yeah. He's been running. He's been on the run ever since.
Yeah, Dan is on the lam. He is needing a alibi from summer 2006.
Yeah.
I'll be running hockey fights from Alabama next year.
Anything else on the Delicious Debate, fellas?
It sucked, but it was only one game.
Is that suspension fulfilled yet,
no,
Tyler?
Not.
Oh, okay.
So all right, we'll keep checking in.
Yeah, we'll keep tabs on it. I know.
What's that word again that he used?
Or Rick, you got a guess?
No, stop it.
Is that him on the right?
No.
Oh,
that would be funny though.
That would be great. That's not you anymore.
No.
Listen, boys, I've been trying to cook more at home lately, but it's Friday, and that's a takeout night. Yeah. Castle Bag Milk. Thankfully, for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and use the promo code NATION25. Don't forget, code NATION25 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. A couple of losses this week, boys. So I'm curious to see who delivers for you. Our friends at DoorDash want to know. While you're thinking, I'm going to ponder my order tonight. The Oilers play what time? 7?
Yes.
I'm going to say 7. Okay. So that is perfect time for a Donair's, the first course. I use the double dash. Maybe give myself a little treat. Maybe like I'll get them to go into a store. A full McCain deep and delicious cake.
Oh my God. So you crush that in one night?
I just want like, so I know they're not a sponsor, so I won't say their name, but someone's offering onion rings out there right now. It might be on a chicken sandwich with onion ring on it. I highly suggest everyone tries their onion rings. They are fantastic. Oh, I also tweeted about it. 9 out of 10 at the very least.
You can get dessert there too.
Could you get that cheesecake?
Can we find them on DoorDash?
Yeah,
you can.
Excellent.
It is that cheesecake. You wouldn't believe how good it is.
See,
I would take your word for it.
Yeah. I took my friend a few years ago, and I were at West Edmonton Mall. And we went to that establishment Rick is talking about. And I was like, you should try the cheesecake. And he's like, why would I have a cheesecake from here? I was like, if you don't like the cheesecake, I will e-transfer you money for your entire meal.
And eat the rest of it.
And I'll have the rest. And he loved it. We still talk about it today.
Flavor?
I believe it was strawberry and raspberries. Yeah, like
probably the,
lovely.
The go-to.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Well, maybe you want to DoorDash yourself some cheesecake tonight. I don't know. Who's going to stop you? Let Liam know what flavor you're getting.
And if you don't like the cheesecake, Liam will pay for it. Your whole meal.
Money back guarantee on the whole cheesecake industry from Liam.
Yep. You know what? I'd really like a piece of like lemon cheesecake right now. It'd be delightful. Big lemon guy.
Nation Dan, starting down at the end of the line with you for our friends at DoorDash. Who delivered for you?
According to the rules, I have to go with last night or the Wednesday night game only, right? Because we did.
No, we just go this week.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to just use the Wednesday night game, and I'm going to go to Sam Carrick. I think he had a great game. Four shots on goal, had really the only offensive flourish there in the first period where you you felt like he was in on his own and could have done it. So yeah, Sam Carrick, for having been in and out of the lineup as much as he has, you delivered in a shutout.
Ding loss. Dong indeed.
So good. They took him out tonight for whatever
reason. Yeah, that one didn't make it.
Well, I do want to talk about the new line combos here in a second, but we're going to get through this first. Liam, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I took the easy one off the board. Sorry, Liam.
Yeah, no, that was probably a one of one. Should I say Pickard? Like, I thought he was fine.
I was debating saying Pickard.
He didn't. It wasn't his fault that he allowed five. So I'll say Pickard because I think the others really hung him out to dry. And when your backup goalie is in a game, you should probably play about 20 times better than they did. 20
times. At least.
It's a lot.
20 times. Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm going to go with Vincent Desharnais. He was named the Oilers' pick for the Masterton Trophy this year, and I thought he had a really good media avail where he talked about some of the trying times in his personal life and in his hockey career to this point. So I think Vinny, a seventh-round pick who's flourished and turned into an everyday NHL defenseman, defied the odds, and now he gets the Masterton nod. Like, a seventh-round pick nominated for an NHL award, like he kind of said today, that's pretty sweet. So Vinny is my who delivered.
Yes. Like, when you draft a seventh-round pick, generally speaking, you see them draft a person that is a name and you forget it forever.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of hoping they can make the American League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they can be something within your organization. His
story's great.
Doesn't make any sense. Like, in the sense of, like, he got a scholarship to Providence after scoring like five assists in one season in the BCHL.
He's a giant.
But he said in his interview today as well, that like, so I think he played for the Chilliwack Chiefs. They were trying to send him to Junior B that same year. And then the next year is at Providence. Next year, that summer, he's drafted. And then like the rest is just a great story, but it's just like absolutely amazing what he's been able to do.
So I wrote the news.
100 games.
100 games. So I wrote the news plus hit for OilersNation.com today for the Masterton Award nominations. And it's just wild that even when he got recalled last January, you almost kind of thought, oh, maybe this is just going to be like a quick one. Needed a guy. He just grabbed the spot and he's not giving it up. Pretty remarkable.
He was supposed to start the season on the squad last year, or at least come up around Christmas time. And he didn't play at all before that because he had his hand injury, which is why he didn't play very much in the preseason last year. I assumed at that point that was probably going to push him back the entire season because they were going to want to see him play half a season. But they called him up for the LA Anaheim series anyways, after a handful of games. And you're right. He had an opportunity. He's grabbed and he's run with it.
And we never lost.
No, he was an apple tree right away.
He was.
The guy's like, okay, well, I guess I'll come up here and produce some points for you guys. We're like, well, hold on. We actually need help in our own end a little bit more. Okay, fine. I'll step back from the points and I'll go back to, you know, I'll solidify our own defensive zone.
Liam even gave him an office.
15 assists in his first 106 games isn't bad at all.
And a snipe.
As a seventh round,
it's the CNI single just made
defensive defenseman.
Yeah,
I've never, ever, ever, ever seen someone score a goal like he did at the Heritage Classic.
Yeah,
took like three, four bounces on the way in.
It was the craziest goal like that. He could not do that again if he tried. I guarantee it.
Man, he was set up for a nice one timer there the other night, and
yes,
just missed that by a fraction of an inch. I think hit the ice all too soon.
Way she goes. We salute you, Vin. We speak your name. Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I said Vinny.
That was.
Did you? Rick, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
Well, Tyler stole mine, but I'm going to go with another defenseman back there. One that's really helped solidify our back end. He had a really good game. Well, he had a decent game against Dallas there. But no, I'm going to go back to Big Viking Daddy. He's still doing it. He's doing it on both sides of the puck. He's now probably doing more than anybody expected when he was traded here, and that's all you can really ask about a guy. I think this guy's going to be an essential part of us going deep in the playoffs this year.
I
I'm frustrated with the Oilers with their last two losses, so I'm going off the board. Who delivered for me? Glad you asked. Big Brother Canada's just been a good season. I'm just enjoying it.
How caught up are you?
I'm up to date.
Oh, you're up to date. I'm still a little bit behind. Spoiler, if you're more than like two episodes behind, I've seen Goose win his HOH. Mm-hmm. I've seen his OG noms. Mm-hmm. And I've seen Vito, but I don't know if the Vito's been used.
It's so good.
It's a great, the blindsides and the back doors are insane.
I never watched Big Brother Canada.
It's so better than the
Big Brother Canada. I want to give a spoiler, but I won't. They did something so fucking funny this past week on Big Brother Canada that it was just like, I wish every reality show had a little bit of that injected into it.
Nice. I'm excited to go and watch.
Also, now, hilariously, they have so many sponsors on that show. When they go to commercial, the plug is probably 2.5 minutes long before it gets into commercial. Makes me laugh every single time. Contestants on Big Brother Canada can win a wardrobe from Winners, blah, 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 from this, a Samsung gift package, $100,000.
A lifetime sandwich. Supply of OxyClean. And it's like, what? Why do they want this? Yeah,
it's just so good. So Big Brother Canada, I salute you. You delivered for me. I appreciate you. It's nice, Dan. I know you watched the American version, or at least you did. Yep. It is nice on the Canadian one. There's just people in the house. They don't even watch the show. They don't really know what's going on.
There's one guy on this year, Todd, and he doesn't really get it.
No,
and he's also, not to be rude to him, he's kind of dumb.
Well,
and he's never watched a show before. So he's just kind of like,
you know what? I think that there's something to that with the social experiment kind of thing where it's just, you bring in a wild card. You don't know what that guy is going
to
do.
So me misses, she watches Survivor, like religiously watches Survivor. So I tend to just watch it with her from time to time. What ruins that show for me is everybody is such a dialed in super fan that they know every single thing about what's going on. Yeah. That's where like in the Canadian Big Brother, our boy Todd, he's just like fucking rolling. He goes, what's the vetoes? Okay. Doesn't know. I love it.
There you go. They found the one guy that's living under a rock and hasn't watched a Big Brother.
I still think that Big Brother needs to do like a too hot to handle type situation where they recruit a bunch of people for what they think is a different show. And then when they show up, it's Big Brother.
Ooh.
Anyway, no need to give me all the money for my ideas, CBS. You should. That's fine.
You'd be DoorDashing every night.
I'd be DoorDashing every single meal that I ever eat. Cooking be damned. You know what? I just throw all my kitchen out. New bedroom right in the kitchen.
Second bedroom.
New bedroom.
Any room could be a bedroom if you're committed enough. Mm-hmm. Oilers have 8 games left on the season, gentlemen. I want to know what is an acceptable record to you over the last 8 games. Now, while you're thinking about it, allow me to give you a little preview of who they'll be facing, okay? We know. As soon as the screen loads, because the internet in this room is not great.
It's terrible.
Okay, here we go, Tyler. I'm ready. Tonight, we know that they got the Avalanche tonight. Mm-hmm. Very good team. Tomorrow, the Flames, very bad team. There was a mystery scent being investigated by police in Calgary near the airport. This isn't even a joke. This is a real story. Flames just got back from a road trip.
Obviously, it was them.
Is there like a tie there? If you have to ask the question. All right. So we got the Avs tonight. We got the Flames tomorrow. Wednesday, Vegas Golden Knights. That is at home. Friday, Arizona Coyotes at home. Saturday, Vancouver at home. Monday, San Jose at home. Then they finish off the last two games on the road. Arizona at the Mullet Arena. The wee little barn. Tyler will be there. And then on the Thursday, they're back in Colorado for their final game of the season against the Avalanche. So the question is, you got 8 games left, Liam. Mm-hmm. What's the acceptable record there? You got the Avalanche twice. You've got the Coyotes twice. You got the Flames. You got the Golden Knights. You got the Canucks and the Sharks.
The point total is 11, maybe 12.
Can I not give a total?
Sure.
Can I just make a statement?
Yes, you may.
They need to beat these.
Depends on what the statement is.
They have to beat these top teams. Like that has to be, you can't go into the playoffs with losses to Dallas, Vegas, Vancouver, and Colorado. You have to win more. So what have they got against those teams?
Four.
Four?
Yep, four.
You have to win 3 of them.
2-1-1, okay?
You have to get points in 3 of them.
All right. All right.
11 to 12 points.
11 to 12 points. And Rick doesn't carry them, like,
should be able to get through.
Yeah, I have a W against Vegas, and I have a W against Vancouver.
2 back-to-backs in there.
And then there's the Colorado ones are...
I also think you have to beat Calgary. Because they embarrassed you last time.
Well, I just hope that like on Saturday against Calgary, it's just like, we remember what happened the last time. Stomp them into the ground. Yeah.
And now they don't have Tanev, Anafin.
But there's that smell.
There's that smell.
Well, it always stinks down there.
It does. It smells like feet and cheese in that building. Mm,
cheesy feet.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, 8 games left. What's your record for you?
I'm going to guess 5-2-1 with one of the OT losses coming to Vancouver, Colorado.
5-2-1. I'd be fine with 5-2-1 in the last 8 games.
It's 11.
It's 11. Yeah, I'm good with it.
Tyler?
I think it'll be 4-3-1.
I think
nope,
that's
not good enough.
I don't think it's good enough, but I think that's what it'll be.
I think they're going to go 6-1-1.
Oh, I like you.
There we go. I like Tyler's.
I'm optimistic for once. They're so damn good on home ice.
Wahoo.
I think the odds of Vancouver beating you again.
Here we go.
Like Vancouver's beaten them 3 times already this year.
They're not doing it
yet. I'm a guy, when I walk up to a roulette table and it's been 3 straight reds, I'm betting black.
Works so every time.
It works every time, most of the time, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with the Oilers there. Should beat Arizona on home ice. Arizona stinks. We'll beat San Jose on home ice. San Jose stinks. I think they're primed for a bounce back this evening. And then against Vegas, why not? Win all 5 of those. Boom. Go 1-1-1 on the road trip. Win Arizona. Win in Arizona when I'm there. Get an OT loss the last, or no, fuck, they'll beat Calgary too. 7-1. New answer.
Oh, baby.
14 points coming from Tyler.
They're going to start a 6-game winning streak.
Here we go.
He's got some bet going on here.
You got a couple of shekels on this or what?
Let me see your future.
Okay, you know what? You know what I'm going to do for our friends at
No.
For our friends at Bet99, I'm very confident they're going to go on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm very confident they're going to go on a 6-game winning streak here. I'm going to roll it over.
Every bet.
I'm going to keep rolling.
All right.
What are we starting off with? You can start off with
a red one. 50. I'll throw 50 on them to win tonight. And I'll just roll. And when it gets to Arizona, I'll go puck line. And I'll just roll and I'll see if I can do it.
There you go.
Yesterday, Liam and I cooked up a 9-leg parlay in the NHL. And we almost took it down.
What do you guys have it up?
We bet on every game that happened yesterday.
I love
and
those.
We just sat on the show and did it live. It was great.
I'm very happy it didn't come down to the final leg because I said San Jose would be LA. They didn't.
So you lost 2 legs?
That one lost. We lost 2 legs, I think.
St. Louis when we lost.
Yeah, St. Louis didn't beat Nashville.
Phew.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Tyler is looking to make some money in these final 8 games of the season.
You just do it yet home when the internet works too.
Since you mentioned Bet99, Tyler.
You didn't answer your own question.
What did I say?
What's your record? What's your points?
I'm going 8-0.
Yes, I love it.
16 points in the bank. Let's go.
The most important thing this team does, I think there's, what did you say, 3 road games left?
Yep.
Yeah.
They figure out their power play on the road.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice, Rick.
That'd be nice, Rick.
Dan?
It'd be nice.
There you go. I was about to lay that down. I'm waiting for you here on this one.
It would be nice if the O's could do that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Be nice.
So I've got a couple of future bets I want to talk about. Let me think of my plugs here. So we're going to do a Bet99 plug. I just don't know if I want to order it. Okay, you know what? I'm going to change this order here. On the fly. I'm producing on the fly, people. New line combos this morning. We're going to talk about those, and then we're going to go into the betting talk because some of those pertain to tonight's game. I've got a couple of bets for that I want to ask you about for our friends at Bet99. Currently.
Sensitive subject for some people.
Yes.
New line combos, gentlemen. Nobby whipping them around again. Draisaitl, McDavid, Hyman. He's going nuclear on the top. Henrik, Nuge, Fogel on the second line. Kane, McLeod, Perry is your third line. Janmark, Ryan, Brown. Sam Carrick is the healthy scratch. Your D pairings are Ekholm, Bouchard. CeCe is with Nurse and Vinny is with Kulak. Your standard operating procedure for it is Liam. It is Liam the yawner.
What?
Yes. To be fair, we all yawn. We just need to get in the habit. I've been going like this. If you're going to yawn, yeah, Rick's actually really good at it too. I'll give Rick credit.
Like that one was
you just
right
yawned
on
right into your mic.
That mic's not even close.
He leaned. I got accused on Twitter. I saw it from the Hockey Fights account there earlier this week, and it wasn't me this week.
Leaning back doesn't do it.
What am I supposed to do?
I just said pull the mic.
Gotta go around
all the way. Wait, or you got
that was push. Happens. That was pushing it.
Yeah.
No one's ever just accidentally yawned. You have an issue over there with the cup. You got a 3 second window. You're like, oh, here comes the yawn.
Don't touch that. Now I can't reuse it.
I love
that. Is that actually your water cup?
Yes, that's my cup.
You can use it. Just drink from the other end.
I thought that was one of the cups. Traumers always has a cup for real life because he's always drinking a rye.
I was gonna say that's full of booze. Then
this is why I bring my own water bottle. Usually,
Liz, are you not reusing that cup on the floor? Because I
have no issues with that.
No, I'm not. That's where we all walk. And look, that's right where it's laying now is where I put my lips.
What about on the other side?
Why do you put your lips on the floor right there?
Yeah,
that's too close to the seam.
Oh, that's where you put your lips on the cup.
This is unbelievable.
Gentlemen, thoughts on the new line combos?
Power on power tonight. Nobby said.
Yeah, so I mean, first of all, people have to realize that the two best players for Colorado, two offensive players for Colorado, play on the same line.
Who they so be?
Rantanen and McKinnon.
Never heard
so that's
of
the whole point of putting our line together. But at the same time, we've said it before, outside of that line, there's 9 forwards. They need to figure out how to produce without the help of the two big guys.
Bingo.
I actually have no problem with it.
Last time they played Colorado.
And if you look at it real, the third line, fourth line haven't changed. It's just two guys off lines 1 and 2, is it not?
Yeah, Nuge and Dry, I guess. Yeah.
The only thing I think I would flip, to be honest, is I understand the power on power thing you're talking about. I might try Henrik at center and put Nuge back on the wing. Thoughts?
Nuge needs to score a goal.
Well, amen. But like, I want to go back a couple of to the line guys. Combos. Right? Don't you think, wouldn't you try Henrik at center? Nuge on the wing?
Yes, but I think right now they're just playing with lines right now.
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
I want to see what the lineup is on April 22nd.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Because I think Henrik has found better success on the wing. And Nuge isn't scoring anything right now, so maybe he's better at center at the moment.
Maybe. He needs one in the worst.
I think that line's going to be relatively fluid anyways.
Like we talked about it with Kane and Nuge the other day when they both had their goals disallowed. Man, both of those guys need one.
Oh, yeah, they both
the
did.
Worst
That's
way.
Right. Oh, that is a bummer. Yeah, those two need to get going.
4 days.
Daryl needs a game tonight.
Daryl does.
But no, that's just it. He doesn't need a game. He just has to play well. You don't have to go out there and try and like. Don't go out there and try and get the cameras on you. Just go out and play a solid game. I don't want them to even mention your name too many times.
Simple.
Just go play your game. There's no extra pressure. You don't have to make up for anything. You're starting from zero. Just go play your game.
If you're trying to decide whether to pinch or not. Probably not.
Well, if you're deciding, then don't.
Yeah, if
it's an instinctual thing.
Yeah,
it's
probably
and
not.
Like even watching that, I was like, here comes the puck, and then he comes out. Oh, that's a late. Oh, and yeah, and then three, and then the fourth guy coming on.
Tyler very much spoke to me on Twitter the other night when you were talking about the Oilers giving up pucks to the blue lines. Drives me nuts.
You love. I was thinking of you as I sent that tweet.
Drives me nuts.
Like that was such a. I don't know what the guy was doing. You're the bad play, right? So I'm not going to like lose my mind. The Nurse pinch that everyone's like thinks he should be out of the league for.
Well, he should. Yeah.
Whatever. You
bench him for the rest.
What's his bio like?
Personally, I would consider playing another sport.
What's his don't luck baseball? Like,
what? You don't think that pinch deserves to be bought out for that pinch?
I thought you said bio, not bio.
Oh, his
bio. Bio is what at first too, and then you looked up cap friendly.
If you're gonna buy out Nurse for that, you got to buy out Drysdale too.
Yeah,
for that same.
Darnell Nurse's bio is so bad. That's really. I mean, not that you would ever.
We're
not
so buying. We're doing buying out Nurse and Campbell.
Drysdale's bio's not bad.
No, he's 1 year left. That's why.
Why have you ever looked that into that?
What is it?
Cap it drops to 3.1 next year, 2.6 of dead the year after. Get rid of some of those mistakes at the blue line.
They're replacing 40 goals.
I love this game. I might fucking buy out Stuart Skinner this summer.
Couple fourth liners, Liam. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, Stuart Skinner is a sick buyout because of how young he is.
Hell yeah. Only a third of that contract, playboy.
Oh, none of it. Isn't he in that Yamamoto thing where there's nothing?
It's one third instead of two thirds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His cap would only be 58K in a couple of years if you bought him out.
Imagine the player Rodrigo.
And then you could sign him to a new contract. Think about how good the new contract could be.
Yeah, it's just not a bad idea.
Or like in the next CBA, can't the league just negotiate some NFL rules where they're just like, we're going to cut you for no fucking reason. You're going to like it.
The Texans acquire Stephon Diggs from my Buffalo Bills. He had 4 years left on his contract.
We're just going to eliminate three of them.
They just said, it's a 1 year deal now. You're a free agent.
Part of the deal of the trade was we'll erase those last 3 years on your contract.
Cool. And he's just like, ah.
He was like, sure, I'll be a free agent again.
Because when he signed a contract 4 years, well, 1 year ago, I guess, was 4 years, and then signing it 2 years after that, your average is going to go way through the roof.
Yeah.
The cap went up 30 mil this year.
I would, not to get too into the weeds on this, but I would love to see the league institute something like that. Because again, the Diggs thing's mutual, right? Diggs was like, okay, I agree. I want to be a free agent again. The Texans were like, we're going to have guys to pay at the end of next year.
Cool, no problem.
We're going to do it. A cool rule in the NHL would be you can restructure a player's contract. But you can restructure a player's contract, but they need to come out with net more money than their original deal.
What do you mean?
So the thinking would be, let's say the Oilers this summer, they have Cody Ceci at $3.25 million. Mm-hmm. They restructure him and say, okay, you're going to be a third pairing D-man for us. And instead of having 1 year, 3.25 left, we're actually going to turn that into a 2 year contract at $1.8 million a year. So you get an extra $400K. We've now restructured. Think about like Chris Russell on his deal, right? Yeah. Like how we hated him at $4 million. He then signed like a 1 year deal after, and everyone's like, whoa, this guy's like a really good third pairing D man. It'd be cool if the NHL had a restructure clause.
Then we could buy CC out.
So like essentially the point would be as long as the player gets more money overall.
And it could even be something so like the Oilers have Stuart Skinner at $2.6 million for the next 2 years. That's quickly going to become the best contract in the NHL also. If they were like, you know what? We're going to have to pay you a ton in a few years. Let's just restructure it this summer. Let's make you, instead of two more years at 2.6, how about we extend this thing a little bit and go four more years at $4 million a year? And like, okay, we're going to lose that on our 2 years of savings, but we're going to get you for two more years at $4 million bucks. I'd love a mutual restructure.
You better sit down and do that with Mr. Number Two as well.
He might. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
That's going
to
be
but it'd be cool if the NHL had a way for teams to actually get more creative.
I was thinking about Bouchard the other day, and when he's up for renewal,
9 or 10,
we need to have a camera on Jay that whole time. For when the details actually hit,
Between $9 and $10 million
is going to be outstanding.
Yeah.
I think I have a stat.
Go ahead.
Let me look it up. Do you have an ad read or something?
I do. I want to get to some betting talk here, Liam. While you're looking that up, I'm going to tell you that Bet99 is the number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience Bet99. Same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets, fast payouts, and smooth transactions. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly and not a person in Ontario, Bet99 is the book for you. Liam, you got your stat? Or should I keep going?
Yeah, do you have another ad read?
Nope, but I've got some bets that I can talk about.
Ooh,
that'll work.
Tyler, you want a couple of bets?
There's a couple I really like for tonight.
All right. Well, let me talk about this one first. I just think this is a fun bet that Bet99 has on their futures tab. Dan, Stanley Cup winner, country of the winner. There are three Canadian teams in the playoffs this year. Obviously, there are more American teams. So
there are four Canadian teams: Vancouver, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Toronto.
I don't count Winnipeg.
Okay.
I was going to say, don't count Toronto.
I forgot about Winnipeg, but so does everyone else. -290 for an American team to win. So they've got 12 teams in. Let me check the math. 12 plus 4 equals 16. Canadian. That sounds good. Plus 235 for
a Canadian team.
Really?
Where's that cup going to be in the June 25th-ish?
So then when you just bet on the Oilers to win?
Well, you can't. Yeah, I mean, you do both. Do whatever.
I'm just double down. To me, like, how many of, like, do the Leafs have an authentic chance of going to the Cup final this year and winning?
They do. When you have that much offense, you do. I'm sorry. Like, I don't like them. I don't think they do.
Breaking news.
But that team, Rick that team can fan. Score a lot of goals.
Got a Leaf shirt on it.
Yeah, that team can score a lot of goals.
He's got his Matthews
undies.
They
can go out there and do it.
Rip the white off the Oilers. It's actually Leafs Nation. It says it on his hoodie.
I think the Jets have too tough of a path to get out of the Central. To have to beat Colorado and Dallas back to back is a doozy. I don't believe in Vancouver's authentic cup contenders. Toronto, maybe you can make the argument. I would just rather bet on Edmonton.
Fair. I mean, Winnipeg. The way the playoffs are right now, I'll sign off on it right now. Us and Vegas.
So essentially you're betting on a 1-4 chance that a Canadian team will win.
Yeah.
But you're getting worse than 4-1 odds.
Yeah, you are.
With a very good chance you'll have 50-50 odds once you get to the Stanley Cup final.
Perhaps.
I mean,
if Winnipeg can get through their first two.
Oh, can you imagine if you made that bet and like the East Conference final was Toronto and someone and the West was Edmonton, Winnipeg. And you're like, whoa, you'd feel like a genius.
Couple of bets for tonight's game, gentlemen. Same game parlays. This one to me almost feels like free money. So did I hit it? Yes, I did. Liam, how do you feel about a same game parlay from our friends on Bet99 that says Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon both score anytime goals plus 350?
350?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't miss on that. It's
plus 350 for that
one. Plus
350. Yeah, I like that.
Can I
basically give you free money?
Can I give you another couple I like on Bet99?
Feel free.
Both of those two players to record a power play point plus 320. Or you want to get dangerous. Mm-hmm. Both those players to go over 1.5 power play points, 25-1.
Ooh, spicy.
Or this power play loves home ice.
That means the penalty kill is shit though.
Hold on a second here. What if you take your first bet and your first bet and put them together?
And they made a
two
sweet
power
baby.
Play points and two goals or one per.
I don't know if you can do that.
They don't have that one as a pre-built.
Pre-built.
Yeah, these are the pre-built same game parlays.
I bet.
Would be tempting though.
How about this one, Liam? How do you feel that the Oilers are minus 130 favorites on the money line against the Colorado Avalanche?
I feel good. The Avalanche are below average on the road.
They also probably got to their hotel at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
The Avalanche.
Where did they play? Calgary last night?
Minnesota.
19-15-5 on the road, the Avalanche this year.
Oilers minus 130 favorites?
I think that's actually really good odds.
Tyler?
Makes sense. Oilers are such a good home team. They're going to be favorited every time. So it's a decent price tag. I think if I'm playing it though on Bet99, right. I'm combining it with like a Draisaitl goal or a McDavid goal.
Or a regulation.
Because I want the window open for OT tonight. It's nothing worse than a regulation win and then it goes to OT and you're like, do I even want the Oilers? Well, you know, I'm just kidding.
What a rascal.
It's against that team. OT is terrifying.
Tyler's being a sneaky rascal lately.
And if you take our home record, their away record, that should not go to overtime.
Yesterday, our boy Spencer, who works here at HQ, was asking in the group chat if anybody wants to play a Masters, just an office pool for the Masters.
Right.
And Tyler's sneaky and he goes, you know what? I don't plan on watching any of this. And then immediately after he drops a GIF in there that just goes, psych. And he goes, of course I'm in. You're being a stinker.
Cheeky guy.
Being a stinker.
I have my stat.
Oh, you found it.
Do you
need it?
One please. Moment, please. Let me finish this plug and then you get to that stat. Okay. Dan, just final thoughts. How do you feel like the people's money is going at Oilers favorite at minus 130?
I'm guessing that people would be looking at the Avalanche right now, especially with the Oilers having lost the Stars and value there. But I think the Oilers are winning this game. So
Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with George St. Pierre, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, CF Montreal, George Laroque, and F1 Montreal. The Grand Prix is coming up. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly and not a person in Ontario, Bet99 is here for you. The number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Liam, time for your stats.
My stat. Evan Bouchard has been on more goals at 5-on-5-4. Than Kale McCarr and has fewer goals against at 5-on-5 than Kale McCarr.
Also has 6 game winners. Kale McCarr has 0.
So there you go. Just made me think when I saw that earlier in the year, I wanted to make sure I was right when you were talking about what Bouchard is going to get. Like, I'm not saying he's Kale McCarr.
No, but everyone, you can't compare to Kale McCarr's contract either because Kale McCarr signed his contract like 3 years ago. At least when by the time Bouchard signs his contract, it's going to be 3 years.
But I'm just saying, like, he's earned whatever money he's going to get.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the stats back it up. His numbers are actually kind of insane for the amount of players around him. Like with 53, so 53 goals against at 5-on-5. And the next closest player on this list with 53 is Noah Dobson. Sorry, Hronek, who also has 83. And no one else is in like the 60s, 50s, barely. So there you go.
Norris Trophy.
Bouchard, pretty good player.
Where do you think Bouchard's going to come in Norris voting? Is he going to be top three, top five?
Five.
I'll say top five probably. Is my
I'll
guess.
Say he's exactly five.
I think he's top four. Five.
Two guys. Who would it be?
Hughes, Makar, Yossi, Hedman, Bush. Bush, Dobson, I think will both
think
get a lot of
votes.
I think
it's Quinn Hughes to win, to lose, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah. And I think
that's fine.
Fair. I think it's very interesting, though, because everyone just calls Bouchard a power play merchant.
Yeah, well, he is.
Well, he has more 5-on-5 points than
Makar.
I don't count those ones either.
Yep.
How you know,
secondary assists.
Kale Makar plays like 70% of his time on ice with Nathan areas. McKinnon. Bouchard plays less time with McDavid.
There you go.
Makes you think. Better.
Speaking of McDavid, guy's on fire. I'm trying to find our boy Sid. NHL Sid had some tweets about Connor here, and I'm trying to find them. Mm. I don't know how he got so smart, NHL Sid, but he teaches me a lot. Here we go. After playing with an injury to start the season, McDavid has 87 assists and 112 total points in his past 56 games. What? 67 of those points have been at even strength. That is a 164-point pace and nearly 100-point pace at even strength alone. Even strength merchant.
Even strength merchant.
Something to think about, you know?
As Does he get it tonight? Does he get it tonight?
How many does he need? Three?
Yeah. Three. No, I'll say he does it tomorrow in Calgary.
Yeah, I'd like it tomorrow in Calgary.
I would prefer it today in Edmonton.
I would like it tomorrow in Calgary so that a building half full of Oilers fans behind enemy lines can enjoy it all.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They're risking their lives going in there. We lost they a lot are. Of good Sherpas getting up to the press level.
I know some of our favorites.
The other day after the loss to Dallas, there was a lot of people wanking on about a graphic that Sportsnet put out that said the Oilers can't beat teams in the playoffs.
So dumb.
It is. It's ridiculous. So our boy Jason Gregor, soft J, Jason Gregor, he put together some numbers today in the game notes leading up to the game preview. Let me go through the other seven playoff-bound teams in the Western Conference and the Oilers' record against them since Chris Knobloch took over from Jay Woodcroft. Tyler, you ready?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Los Angeles Kings. The Oilers are 3-1.
It's good.
Winnipeg Jets, 2-0.
That's good.
Nashville, 1-0.
Solid.
Vegas, 1-1.
Okay.
Colorado, 0-1. So that was an OTL.
Yeah, got a point.
Dallas, 1-2.
Yeah.
Haven't played Vancouver yet since that opening little stretch of the season.
Yeah, so those games don't count.
So when you hear numbers like that, they've only got 1, 2, 4 losses in those games. Thoughts?
I prefer the narratives to make the Oilers look bad, so I'm rejecting your facts.
Okay.
Well, don't understand the argument of, like, so the Oilers are what? In the league, I think they're like 7th or something like that. Maybe that's too high. 10th, 7th, whatever it is. So if the Oilers were beating those top teams on a regular basis, they would probably be a top 5 team in the NHL, no? So the Oilers' record against those top teams shouldn't, like, it should be obvious almost. Does that make sense? Yes. Like, for where they are in the league? Yes, no kidding they're not being those top teams. If they were, they would be first, second, or third in the league, whatever it would be. So I don't know. I just think sometimes, like, I said this off the start, but, like, the Oilers are going to lose two good teams sometimes. Because guess what? Those other teams are also good.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, Colorado, let me check the notes on that.
Colorado beat Dallas 5-1 this season. I think Dallas did the same to them too. Like, it's gonna happen. Do you remember in 2017 the Oilers got absolutely whacked by San Jose in game 3, I think it was? 7-1 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
They then went and won the next game and then won the series.
Doesn't happen.
Sometimes you're gonna lose, sometimes you're gonna win.
This is an F1. There's definitely an element of any given Sunday.
Yes.
Like, who did you just say lost to Columbus, Tyler?
Colorado.
Yeah.
You also beat Edmonton. Columbus also beat the New York Rangers and ended their win streak.
Yes.
Terrible teams.
The Oilers also beat the Rangers in Madison Square Gardens this season.
They're just weak arguments.
Comeback season. Win.
They're just weak arguments by people who are
they have
upset.
And we're weak themselves.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Uh-huh. They just have to have emotional outbursts, and that's their emotional outburst.
Yeah. Children.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dumb ones too.
I just don't get it. Like at the start of the season, 100%. They could barely beat anyone. They were beating themselves more than other teams.
It's usually the way it goes with those teams.
It's okay. The season changes so much. It just drives me crazy. Anyone would have thought they would have just got swept by the Anaheim Ducks in round one, the way people were reacting on Wednesday.
At this rate, they might.
Well, you never know.
I'm hungry.
Something to think about.
I'm so hungry. It's causing me to slip into delusion.
Still got a couple of segments, so you're gonna have to grind through.
Let's speed her up.
Thankfully, we're almost done, Tyler. Okay. It's almost time for a snack. Ask the Idiots. Courtesy of our friends at Greta on Saturday, we will be there. What's the problem, B?
My laptop just turned off. What's the time on that?
102.
102. God.
How did it turn off?
Because it sucks.
We just bought you a new laptop.
I know, it doesn't work.
Mine is also having the same issue where like sometimes I'll toss it in my backpack and when I get home, it is 2000 degrees.
It is nuts.
Oh my God. Your charging thing is like piping hot, bro.
Really? Ooh. That's not that bad. I thought I was going to get like, ow.
Don't shock yourself. Do we need electrical work? Get Pat in here.
What is
Dan is going to be the arbiter.
I didn't understand what was happening. Am I getting an iPhone?
It's not cold.
It's not hot, but I wouldn't say it's piping hot either. Rick.
There's Rick's final, warm, but not final say. Hot. Final say.
Oh, have you touched the right spots? It's
oh my God.
Okay. On Saturday, we will be at Greta for the viewing party. There's a BOA. We're going to be having a great time. We're going to be watching the game. We're going to be giving away some prizes. And most importantly, we're going to be raising some money in support of the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. Tickets are available at nationgear.ca. Join us on Saturday.
Join us.
We're going to make Waz play the football game. Unfortunately, Liam won't be there this weekend. He's got some pre-scheduled events. We will make Waz get on that football game and I will videotape it.
He keeps talking about how is that there's a narrative out there about you two and it's so negative and it's not good. He's like, you are leading the narrative.
He's the only reason that narrative exists.
And lest anyone forget our Tuesday meetings, which are not broadcast anywhere.
No.
In the chat, Waz will often chime in with Liam doesn't know how to throw a ball.
Can I offer this up?
Yes.
I think I could beat Waz in the basketball game if you blindfolded me.
In the basketball game?
Yeah.
Or the football game?
Basketball. Football, you need to be able to see what numbers are popping up.
Should we try that?
I think we should.
Okay.
I think I could dummy Waz.
I have my red hot Georgia Beck.
You know what? I'm in. I'd love to see you try.
It'd be great.
Great on Saturday, nationgear.ca. Get your tickets. Help us raise a little bit of money. Come enjoy the game with us. Ask the Idiots. Gentlemen, we've got three questions. Two are Oilers related. One is not Oilers related.
Hooray.
Get your caps on. Liam, I'm going to start with you and your red hot charger. Predict what you think Draisaitl and Bouchard's next contract will look like. And do we have to clear out some money to make both of them happen? If yes, who they be? That one comes in from Blake.
Oh, God. Okay, so I think Draisaitl will probably get no less than 13. And Bouchard, I've not even thought about Bouchard, if I have to be completely honest.
I'm probably, so glad you didn't ask me first.
Probably 9 the minimum. Is that too crazy on Bouchard?
Nope.
If he has another season like this next year, 9. So, but the cool part about it is you don't really have to move out too much because your contracts don't go that far. Like you probably have to move Evander Kane.
Yeah.
And Jack Campbell. So once you get those two,
Brett Kulak's probably going to go.
Yeah, yep. Like, you should be fine. Like they have, they're only
and the
David 1 year, then you have Hyman for 3 more years and then Nuge for whatever in the forward group and then just Nurse and Ekholm.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember too is like to get from where Draisaitl needs to be or from where he's now to where he needs to be, like, yeah, let's say he needs 13.5. Okay, you trade Evander Kane, there's the $5 million gap you just made up. Cap's going up 4 mil this offseason. Five. If it goes up, let's say another 5 the year after, and then by the time, or that would be when we need to get Bouchard done. Bouchard's at 3.9. CAC was up 5 mil that summer. Bouchard just eats up your 5 thing, that would put him at 8.9. You're basically there.
What are your numbers
there?
For both of them?
13.5 and 9.25.
Rick, what are your numbers?
I have 13.5 and 9.5.
Dan?
I have a little bit less for Draisaitl and a little bit more for Bouchard.
It's like 9.75, or do you think Bouchard gets to 10?
I could even see him getting to 10 at that point, just because I think that the league, we're going to have a couple more young guys coming up at that time too, right? He's in, what was his?
He's only got one more year and then his contract's due.
Who else was in his draft year though? Well, there's other guys that are in that mix.
I don't know what his contract status is.
Yeah.
Dobson would have been the one.
Yeah. I think that he's going to have another couple years of leading the league in offensive numbers too. So yeah, I think
Marner's contract will be interesting, but as long as that doesn't go above Matthews, and I think Connor, then Leon will be fine at 13.5.
Yeah,
I'm going 13.5 for Leon, 10 for Bouchard.
Yeah, they'll be somewhere around that one, man.
And that's fine.
Yep.
Who they got to clear up to make it happen? I agree with Liam. Probably Evander Kane's going to go. I think Brett Kulak will go, but I think that'll probably be the plan for Broberg next year anyway. And then Jack Campbell. Next question. Oh, I like this one. Rick, you're up first because I want to pick on you.
Yes.
Who are the four players on your personal Mount Rushmore as your all-time Oilers favorites?
Sick question.
I'm too old for this one.
All-time.
Okay, so
your personal all-time favorites. Not all-time best, not all-time greats, your personal favorites. Your top four on the Mount Rushmore.
So based on my age and everything, I'm really going from 1990 on. I would have been 9 or whatever, so I think that's just fine. So I believe we have to go with Bill Ranford, Doug Weight, Alex Hemsky, Connor McDavid.
That was a nice mix.
Thank you.
Tyler, you're up next. Your top four, your Mount Rushmore, your top four favorite Oilers of all time.
Again, keep in mind my era, Hemsky, Gagne, Connor, and Nuge.
Liam, you're Mount Rushmore. Who's your top four?
McDavid, Eberle. Oh, sorry. McDavid, Hall, Ryan Jones. And I will say, I'm trying to think of like a good one from recent memory. Devin Shaw.
There you go. There's Liam's Mount Rushmore. Dan, who you got on your top four? Who are we carving in the mountain?
I'm going to go Curtis Joseph, Ryan Smith, Connor McDavid, and Brad Malone.
I will go with Ryan Smith, Alex Hemsky, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Connor McDavid.
Hell yeah, brother.
I like this question.
Great question.
We're into that now as an Oilers fandom. I think we're into that part where there is four people for everybody now.
That's why I thought it was such an interesting question, because it was like your personal Mount Rushmore, like who's your favorite people?
Yeah,
that's why I like the Ryan Jones pick is funny to me, because those two, what, he had like 18 goals back-to-back seasons.
Patrick 1 year.
Love to see it.
Can you imagine his hair on like carved into the mountain?
That was my like favorite players. I have a bit of a different view of things too. So let's give you my favorite people.
Oh.
Davidson, Vincent, Jujar.
You're going to have a long mountain.
Yeah.
Jujar was a good guy.
He gets the top part of it.
He would come to Crew games. Him and Matt Benning would come. I think I told this story before. And when other Oilers came, they just kind of like sat in the back, and Jujar and Matt Benning would like stand in the lobby, just stand in the burger line, take pictures of people, sign autographs.
And then my last one's going to be Halsey.
Guys.
You do have a very different experience.
I have something that doesn't, not a lot of people get. So
just trying to think about whose jerseys are on the wall for you. I love this question. I'm starting with Tyler. This one's just fun to me. This comes in from Lance. It is Friday afternoon and I'm giving you $20 to feed yourself for the weekend. You have no food in your house, but you do have condiments. What are you doing to keep yourself fed all weekend?
$20 fed all weekend?
Yep.
Fuck yeah. What a great question. You're starting with me?
Yep.
Okay. KD for lunch both days. Boom, boom.
Okay. So that's probably like what? Dollar, $2 each?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I'm still cooking with $18 for breakfast and dinner. Breakfast, I would go and I would just get 2 bagels. That'd be my breakfast each day.
All right.
So we're talking a couple bucks a bagel.
Sure.
Go to the local shop.
Yep.
So 2, 4, say we're at $6. So I got $14 left for my two dinners.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm honestly going to do, oh man, this is now it's getting tough. Cause I want to have some sort of a meat product.
That's going to get tricky.
Yeah. Meat ain't cheap these days. Tricky. No, meat is not cheap these days, but how could I,
maybe you can get to like yourself a chicken thigh.
Ooh,
bone in chicken thigh.
I would do just, it has to be on sale for it to work, but you can get like a cheap pack of bacon for like $5.99 at the grocery store.
Sometimes.
So now we're up to $12. So I'll do that. A loaf of bread for $2.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is a half a pack of Kraft singles? Can I make myself?
Cheese ain't cheap.
I know. I would just spend whatever I have left on as much cheese as I possibly can, grilled cheese and bacon for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, you can get them on sale too, right?
So, yeah. So I think if you shop the sales, you could do it. You could eat every meal for a weekend for $20.
Dan, how are you feeding yourself for the weekend for $20?
I go to Costco and I purchase $12.50 hot dogs and I just spread those glizzies out over the weekend.
Actually, you know what would be a great shout in this? A fucking rotisserie chicken.
Oh yeah.
And good. A pack of tortillas.
On my list.
Yeah, same.
But Liam, I want to go to you. How are you feeding yourself for the weekend? You got $20.
Ruined yours.
$20 to feed myself.
That's right.
One weekend. So I'm going to go on Domino's and I'm going to use the code UNI.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get two pizzas, 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
One for Saturday, one for Sunday. Spread out across three meals.
Just do two sauce.
Yeah, just two extra large. Probably get them under $10. Two cheese maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting that.
So you're keeping change.
Yeah, I don't know if you're getting that.
I got a pop.
I give
you spend your per diem.
I give myself points for actually thinking of proper breakfasts, lunch, and
I don't dinners. Think yours is going to fit under there, by the way.
I bet it would.
I don't think so.
They'll tip.
Costco hot dogs have everything a breakfast, lunch, and dinner needs.
Yeah, and you get the drink. Come on.
Come on.
Rick, you got $20. How are you feeding yourself?
Drink.
Well, I know Tyler said it and you're about to say it, but I'm definitely getting the rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some flour.
So that's what, we're at 12?
No, you can get them at Costco.
Bucks?
They're still under $10.
Yeah, they're like $8.99.
Yeah, right, Costco, $9. They're still... Then you can get yourself some tortilla shells.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like $2 there. And then I'm just going to spend the rest on hot dogs and hot dog buns.
I'm going to go the rotisserie chicken. Like that one's a layup to me.
Especially because then the first day you can just like have the wings and all that. Like that's leg. Even a little snack, a leg. And then pick the rest apart.
I definitely almost crush the whole thing right now.
If you give me one and you'd be like, just have at her. We got a bone graveyard happening.
Yeah.
Rotisserie chicken, loaf of bread. I can make some Sammy's. I've already got the condiments per the question.
Mm-hmm. Toast. Yeah, no problem.
I would like to find, I'm going to go get me a 2 liter of no name cola.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably 99 cents.
Yeah.
That's going to last me through the weekend.
Liter of cola.
Maybe I'll go like a Western Family, like no name bag of chips. Those are $1.50. I like me a snack.
Good
point. For my breakfast, I'm just going to be having a buttered toast. Keep it simple, but delicious.
That's the adjustment I would make to mine. Wouldn't do the bagels. My loaf of bread would be my grilled cheeses and my toast for breakfast. Great call.
Yeah.
I now have enough money to comfortably get cheese.
And then I think I would just spend the rest of what I've got on cheese so that I can bolster my sandwiches.
Did you ever
chicken
see that
Sammy's
that
all weekend?
Kid who's like the coupon kid and they're like, he's trying to spend under $2. Yeah. He got all this shit. His bill comes like $2.67. He almost shits his pants. Like, this is not good. That's not. And like, he's like, guys, back and like recounter. You think I have one too many cans of blah, blah, blah. Anything we should, like, yeah, we can refund you that. So he's getting like a massive amount of food for like $1.70 or something, or like $1.50.
I used to watch. Just hit someone with a car in the parking lot. It's like never again.
Tossed it from like the next person in line. Like you're ahead of me and this is what you're doing. Nah.
I used to watch Extreme Couponers every now and then. It is fascinating.
Put him back in his locker.
It is fascinating how some of them can like actually get a refund from the store on like all of these.
Yeah, you got like a basket full of food and they're like, here's your $3.12. You're like, thank you.
But the amount of time to dumpster dive and clip the coupons required to do so. Not interested. No, thank you. Anyway, I love those questions. Good Ask the Idiots questions. Slide on in to my DMs. Ask the boys. They don't see them beforehand. And those were just fun today. Those were just fun. So shout out to all of you. Last segment, Tyler. We're almost done, buddy. It's time for a snack. Got to tell you about the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground opening on May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new Mini Golf.
Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. If you want to do a little camping, which I recommend we do, opening on May 15th, the summer, take advantage of 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. Book your spot at rainbow-valley.com. Online bookings are available.
Mm.
As we do every week, gentlemen, we're going to start off hot and cold performers with our veggies.
What's the timestamp?
It is 1:16.
1:16.
Run a little bit long today, but that's okay. Sure. That's okay. Nation Dan, you're down at the end of the line. Your cold performer of the week.
Well, I want to be careful with this one because I don't want to take a shot at the raising of the money for it. But I'm going to give the cold performer of the week to the constant segments that we get during Oilers games in the intermission, giving us a sad story of something that's going on that is trying to sell us 50-50 tickets. I understand that we want to raise money for the community foundation, but I'm an Oilers fan and I'm watching a hockey game and I want to be watching hockey and I want to talk about, and I want to hear other people's opinions about what happened in the period ahead of me, not trying to sell me on 50-50 tickets and just give me a reason to walk away from the TV and not pay attention to the entire intermission. So sorry, go ahead, Rick.
The fact it's coming from that side of the room is
like, I can't believe this.
I'm actually stunned.
It's been something that's been sitting on my chest for a little bit. And again, I want to be careful.
It off my phone.
I want to be careful to not, again, not take away from the fact that we are raising money for good causes, but I'm trying to watch a hockey game and I want my hockey assessment and my intermissions to be filled with hockey, not selling me 50-50 tickets. So that gets my cold performer of the week.
My thing is, it could be 2 minutes, not 9,
and,
or whatever
and
we're doing.
I could go into further minutia of like, you're using clips from fucking 7 years ago. And there's footage of me at the food bank that shows up in some of these clips because that was 2018. I was 200 pounds heavier back then. It's getting a little frustrating, a little bit silly to watch. And I just think that the Oilers broadcast can do a better job.
I agree.
You really lost 200 pounds.
Yes.
Yep. Jesus.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Liam, you're up next. Your cold performer of the week for our friends at Snow Valley and the Rainbow Valley Campground.
Well, I just crossed off my hot performer of the week. So
Liam's hot performer was the Oilers Community Foundation.
Get out of here. We're just a straight line now.
Cold performer of the week. I will say, I had a flood in my house this week. That sucked.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
It was awful.
There's usually so much behind these things.
Really, I was expecting another layer to come out.
So many details.
I really sucked the air out of the room with mine. So Liam was just...
Tyler, you're up next for Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Your cold performer of the week.
Toronto Blue Jays and their piss poor offensive production.
They did.
They are not scoring enough runs and it's an approach problem and management let us all down and I'm angry at the Blue Jays. So they're my cold performer.
Boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
What was the final score today against one of the top teams in the MLB?
Don't worry about it.
3-0.
Keep moving on.
What do you expect from a guy who sold Jonah Hill? Of course, he doesn't understand what he has at his fingertips. He's not going to put together a very good baseball team. I think Jonah Hill walk away.
I think we can all agree we're just a Shohei Ohtani away from a Blue Jays championship.
I still think he's on that plane.
he just showed up late for the sushi reservation. Mm-hmm. Was all
stuck in Vegas for a while for some reason.
Well, I mean, if there's a place to get stuck, you end up at the Tournament of Kings. You have yourself an evening. All of a sudden, you miss your flight. It happens. Rick, your cold performer of the week.
I mean, you guys left it alone, so I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to give it to the entire team right now after that terrible performance.
Oh, that's cold.
For me, I'm actually going to be specific. And again, the last time I did this, he scored that night. So I'm going to say, listen, if we got bad news coming from Ryan Nugent Hopkins, it's got to come from me. And buddy, we need you to score. I love the assists. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those people that looks down on helpers. I love them and I love the way you collect them, but man, do we really need you to score, pal? We really, really, really need you to score.
What the hell is going on?
It's true. None of us are allowed to say anything negative about Nuge in these segments. The last time somebody did, Chris, the intern did. He no longer works here.
Mm-hmm.
I killed him. He is buried near the river.
If you're hanging out at Occidental Beach in the summer, don't dig where the X is.
The 30 for 30 about the Nation Network is going to be epic.
Let's reverse the order. Let's finish off the podcast with some good news. Rick, you're up first. You're a hot performer of the week.
I saw it today, but I think it came out maybe even as much as a week ago. But his name is Jacob Wasserman. He is a survivor from the Humboldt team, and he is qualified for the Paralympic Games in some sort of rowing event. I don't know what he's been through personally, although I can say I probably would not come out of it as well as he has. So all the credit to him.
Amen on that.
Pour it on!
Tyler, you're up next. What are you laughing at?
I'm just thinking there might be a suspension announcement coming.
No, there isn't.
Okay. Tyler is going to very clearly enunciate the word that got that guy suspended.
Hasn't been suspended yet.
It'll be his final episode.
My hot performer of the week is the Toronto Blue Jays for bouncing back with a nice 3-0 win today. Ernie Clement hit a bomb. Go Birds. I'm back.
Woo! Friday, baby. Yeah, let's celebrate Friday. Woo!
I was trying to figure out why you were so mad at Liam for updating.
I know. I was like, shut up. You're ruining my bit.
Liam, now's the time where you can thank the Oilers Charity Foundation, the Community Foundation.
I'm going to thank two people. I'm going to thank Dan for covering me on an After Dark the other day. I had some industrial fans in my basement. And then also Kennedy, because I arguably had the worst coffee I've ever had in my life on Tuesday.
Where from?
McDonald's. I'm not going to hide it from him. It was from McDonald's. It was awful. They didn't put coffee in my latte.
So apparently it wasn't as bad as the leak in your house, though.
Tyler, how bad was it?
It was just milk and cream in a cup.
It was horrendous.
There was no coffee.
So
you had no business in that.
Kennedy went out.
It was the accent.
She went and got me a new one.
I think this guy just asked for just latte, but just the milk.
So I heard.
He's English, so he must love warm milk.
Hot coffee next time.
Yeah, it's hot coffee next time.
A cup of tea. But I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So shout out Kennedy and Dan for backing me up. Good teammates.
They are good teammates. And there
he's a hot guy.
There you go, Dan.
I just liked when Liam was like going around the office offering his drink to other people. Like, you want to try this nonsense? And I was like, no, I'm good. I'll take your word for it.
This tastes terrible. Try it. Man, I'm good. I'll believe you.
Nation Dan, you're up. Your hot performer of the week for our friends at Snow Valley and the Rainbow Valley Campground.
Well, it happened at Center Ice in Madison Square Garden, and I'm going to give it to the New York Rangers and the New Jersey Devils for getting everybody excited about the game of hockey. Nothing better. I mean, sure, I shouldn't say nothing better, but few things are better than a line brawl at Center Ice in New York City. Absolutely mayhem. Just so much fun to be able to be a charge of hockeyfights.com when something like that happens. Just seeing everybody's excitement around it. And then watching the hockey world, the reverberations afterwards. And everybody's talking about fighting and everybody's talking about the Rangers. And we're all talking about hockey.
Watching them all skate off the ice was absolutely hilarious. The Devils going out the Zamboni. And then that's fun to watch. But then you get to watch the penalty boxes too, where everyone's like sitting on laps and stuff. Yeah.
The shout-out is the referees that didn't escort the guys off the ice. They escorted them to the penalty box first, and you had the Rangers sitting on each other's laps with Matt Rempe in the box, no less.
Like, well, he's got to be the bottom, right?
Monster. Yeah, it was awesome to see. It was awesome to watch. Hockey fans love it.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. He's getting hot in this room, too.
I also like, though, that there's so many people who they'll like pretend they don't like to watch fighting in the game or that they don't need to have it, and then something like that happens, and everyone's talking about it because it was awesome.
Madison Square Garden chanting a 21-year-old kid's name a couple times this season already, and the dude has like averages 5 minutes on ice.
His stat line versus the Devils is perhaps my favorite thing in the world.
When you see all those penalties that came at 2 seconds in, it's just the best. I absolutely love it. Speaking of hot guys,
he's a hot guy.
I want to give a shout out to Matthias Ekholm. Because down the stretch, the big man is on fire. He's doing it at both ends of the rink. Am I talking out of school when I say he's the best defenseman the Oilers have had since Pronger? I don't think so. Thoughts?
All around defenseman? Absolutely.
There's a lot of names to filter through, but not a lot of quality names. So I'm just going to go yes.
You can't have Dennis Grebishkov. You can't have him.
Damn it.
He's no Matthias Ekholm. And the big man, big Viking daddy, I love you, man. I love watching you play. You were my hot performer of the week.
Put some respect on my name.
I just did. There you have it. Another episode in the books. Wrapping it up.
Tyler's got a snack to eat. He's eating the microphone.
Is that on camera?
That needs to go.
That's on
everywhere.
Camera, right?
Can we get a still of that?
Yeah.
We need to make sure Tyler's hungry for every episode. This is awesome.
I'm so hungry. All I've had is three Jolly Ranchers.
Well, I'm slightly attracted to you now. So we're going to end the podcast. Wrap it up. Have a great. Oh, hang on. Oh, score prediction against Colorado. Dan.
5-3 Edmonton Oilers win.
Liam.
3-1 Oilers.
Tyler.
4-3 Oilers overtime.
Rick? 6-4.
4-2 win coming at you. Reverse the order. We got Calgary tomorrow. A BOA prediction. A twofer. 4-2 win.
6-1.
6-2.
Liam.
5-4.
Nation 8-1.
Dan. 1.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.